This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Our theme for today is going to be the real flakes. Now, I just, snowflakes, I told you guys that discussion I had with the guy. You know, yeah, the snowflake guy, where he thought I was talking about white girls, which we do. Black guys, we call white chicks snowflakes. Like, this has been going, you know, I don't know, decades. And you would be like, oh, hey, dude, you still with that girl? Oh, that snowflake? Nah, we broke up, whatever. And it would be that white girl I was dating or whatever. And I don't care. I mean, look, I don't take offense to that. Maybe white women do. But it was funny when I used to host a radio show for a buddy of mine, guest host. He had two white ladies. One was a producer. The other did traffic. And I would call them my snowflakes. Hey, it's always good to be with my snowflakes on the radio. It was no big deal. Yeah. Now, if there was some term that referenced black women, and it would have been a big deal because that's just the way things are. But no, they loved it. They're like, yeah, we're Kevin Snowflakes, you know. But I was talking about people who melt under pressure. You know, that's what a snowflake is to me. It's a dual meaning. But anyway, I want to dedicate today's show to the flakes. And what better place to begin than Arizona, where we have Senator Jeff Flake, who could not have a better name, Flake. We have two senators in Arizona who have their heads planted firmly up their buttocks. And it just goes to show you folks how badly Republicans have lost their way. We got a lot to talk about today, just FYI. But I want to start with these flakes, because every story that I will regale you with today showcase flakeism, flakeditude of magnificent proportions. I mean, we are talking about the craziest people on the planet. I'll prove it. Don't worry. You know how this show works? No conjecture on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. By the way, if you want to call the show, 844-551-8255. So here's what Jeff Flake had to say. He got caught in a hot mic moment. They call it that. It wasn't that big of a deal. But he got caught in a hot mic moment. And here's what he had to say. And I want to comment on this because he's technically correct. The flake is right.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake that was caught on a hot mic moment earlier this week, not realizing his microphone was on while talking about the president and controversial Senate candidate in Alabama, Roy Moore. Watch what happened.
Come the party of Roy Moore and Donald Trump. We already the host.
Yeah, so Jeff Flake has been a very vocal critic of President Trump, a vocal critic of Roy Moore, as have been many other Republicans. The president has now been criticized for several days for not giving a definitive answer as to whether or not he believes some of Roy Moore's accusers. Actually, today on one of the Sunday morning shows, Mick Mulvaney, the director of the OMB, said that the president doesn't know who to believe and that the people of Alabama should decide who they do believe. The president tweeted about Jeff Flake, as you said a few moments ago, Anna, saying that he was saying bad things about your favorite president and suggesting that Flake would vote no on tax cuts because his political career anyway is toast.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. The GOP is toast. Jeff Flake is right. The GOP is toast. Look, the GOP has been dying for a long time. I don't need to give you all the reasons that this beast needs to die. Don't misunderstand me. We have to have something that counters the left, but it isn't the GOP. These people are so sold out, it's ridiculous. And the sad part about it is they're no good at what they do. It would be different if, you know, we get the majority. We waited for the majority. Oh, we were like, okay, we got the majority of the House. We need the majority of the House. Woo, let's get the majority of the House. So we get the majority of the House. And what do? We squander it. Paul Ryan That wasn't Rhino. Boehner just lined up with Harry Reid, and they just marched lockstep over the American people like no big deal. So everybody's like, we got to get the Senate, man. If we get the Senate, woo, it'll be amazing. So we get the Senate. We get the House and the Senate, and Barack Obama just said, I don't care about y'all. And he just marched over them like they were nothing. They didn't put any political pressure. They didn't put any social pressure. Nothing. It was like they didn't know what to do. I have this conversation all the time with Republicans. I go, when do you guys, you have a tiger by the tail, and I'll use Planned Parenthood as an example. Planned Parenthood should be gone. It should be the acorn of social justice, social movements, right? The acorn had to reconstitute. Planned Parenthood proudly still runs under that logo after we have talked about the percentage of black babies killed and the fact that they sell the baby parts and buy themselves Lamborghinis. And the Republican Party can do nothing to get rid of them. Still funding them. Now, we did an article where Asa Hutchinson out of Arkansas, he made it to where they're no longer part of Medicaid. But you would think nationally we could have said enough is enough. They're not doing mammograms. Women have access to all the things Planned Parenthood has to offer, and that's the end of it. But no, as powerful as ever. And if that's not bad enough, I'm constantly telling you guys the Republican Party has allowed the Democrats to appear to be the party of righteousness, the party of freedom, the party of anti-slavery, when in fact they hung people. If you want those people representing you, shame on you. You get what you get. The party of Roy Moore and Donald Trump. We are toast. The party of a man who has dedicated his life to being a good Christian, and the party of a man who's dedicated his life to building the American dream. And now, and I'm speaking of Donald Trump, now he wants to show you that this government has corrupted itself. And a sitting senator who carries an R after his name would dare criticize one of the most sanctimonious people in that's running for office, Roy Moore, and one of the best, probably the best president, certainly in modern history, and he's only got a year under his belt, and he wants to criticize him. The GOP is toast. It's toast because of things like Jeff Flake. For flakes like him, who would dare turn against us? Why? Because Jeff Flake likes the attention. See, Flake is a... Think about it this way. What did you know about Jeff Flake prior to this? You knew nothing. He was just he's one of 100 guys. That's a very prestigious thing to get, and it's not enough for him. He wants to be loved, and so does John McCain. So he will willingly throw you, the conservative movement, the Christian conservatives, the Donald Trumps of the world, under the bus so it makes him feel better.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal tea at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So we got the terrible, terrible news that Charles Manson died. And if you remember Charles Manson, they did a show about him. I remember this TV show. It was like a TV movie. And it was about Manson and his ability, his Svengali-like qualities to get people to follow him. Hey, man, come out to the commune and commune with me and blah, 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 and the man is evil and blah, blah. I don't even know much about Charles Manson other than he was supposed to be this heinous guy. And he got these, a couple of blonde chicks and somebody else to go kill a wealthy family that lived in a very safe neighborhood in California. This is when California began to make that transition from being a really cool place to live to being just a land of fruits, nuts, and fairies. And so I watched Help Skelter, Help Skelter, and they showed Manson, and he was all evil, and he had the swastika in the middle of his, you know, where his unibrow would normally be, and all that. And everybody's like, Charles Manson, Charles Manson. And get this, Charles Manson runs a commune, convinces people to come out there. He's wackier than, he's completely nutty, right? So He gets these people to come out. They get tripped out on LSD and mushrooms or whatever else. And he's like, yeah, man, go kill that family. So he doesn't do it. He doesn't have the guts. Not that, you know, you'd want him to do it, but I'm just saying it's not him. So he sends some of his disciples. And think about this. This is the free love era. These are these, you know, cute blonde girls and the guys. And all they do is they go out there for orgies. That's it. It was a reason to say, you know, I'm not really promiscuous or bad girl, you know, no, I'm part of a commune and my leader wants me to do this. Whatever. Make a rationalization for whatever you want. You're just a freakazoid who wanted to have sex with a bunch of people and you go out to the commune. And by the way, hand up, most kids, you know, boys, you know, 17 to 25 are going to sign up for that every single time. Hey, man, you come out to the commune, these crazy hot chicks come out, and they just want to have sex all day and smoke pot and blah, blah, blah. Outside of the drugs, you know, at 20, I'd have been there. They go, that's our leader. Yeah, okay, whatever. Where are the girls? As they said in Blazing South, where are the white women at? That's just a joke. So anyway, Manson's this Svengali guy who puts a spell on everybody. He didn't put a spell on anybody. These were dope head, crazed leftist, hippie generation people wanting free sex and some transcendental thing that they thought they were experiencing, which, by the way, kids, don't do drugs because that's the reason why you don't want to do it. And then he sends them out and they go kill this family, a prominent family. So Manson gets this bigger than life persona. And he's supposed to be the guy, man. And I remember thinking, how many people did Manson kill? Even as a little kid when I would watch this, I was, man, he must have killed like 100 people. Holy cow. But what, he killed like 2 people? One of them, you know what made that crime so heinous? And I'm going from memory. I didn't do an ounce of research on Manson anymore. And the reason is I'm not going to waste my time. But one of the ladies, I think, was pregnant. And they cut the baby out or something. Is that right? I don't know. Don't research it. I don't need it. I just remember that being part of it. And I can almost remember the name of the family. And, of course, they wrote blood stuff on the wall and put the Helter Skelter or whatever else. I said, write that on there. Nah, nah, nah. So he gets found out and he's sentenced to prison. And my dad was supposed, he was a nurse in San Quentin prison, and he was tasked to give Manson shots. This is what he said. He could be lying. And he says the whole time he was giving Manson shots, Manson was calling him, you know, the N-word, and why y'all letting this N-word work on me, blah, 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 etc. He's a, you know, total racist, which made him fit right in with the Democrats, because not only was he racist, he was crazy, and he sent people to kill for no reason. Why? Because of drugs. Perfect Democrat. If he were alive today, he might be like a former member of Obama's cabinet. So anyway, they sentenced this fool to prison. I was told by people that are in the know from San Quentin prison, this was not from my dad, but they said Manson was they treated that dude, he was a girl in prison, I'll put it that way. Nobody was afraid of Charles Manson in prison. He could pull that, Helter Skelter, and I'm the evil, I'm the devil. And people are like, yeah, well, bend over, devil. So, I'm telling you, they said, nobody's afraid of Manson in San Quentin, and he was treated like one of the girls. That's what I was told. So, total flakes allowed this commune to exist, this hippie environment, where these people did nothing but drugs and sex. And then they go and get a prominent family killed. It wouldn't matter whether it were prominent or not. But they happened to get a prominent family killed, which landed Manson and I believe 2 or 3 others in prison. And Manson gets this bigger-than-life reputation when he's little more than a girl in prison. Treated like a concubine. And finally he's dead. And if you're looking for any sympathy from Kevin Jackson over Charles Manson, you're not going to get it. God be patient with me. Now, what is it? Please be patient with me. God is not through with me yet. I don't have any sympathy for him. This is a man who made his life about hating others. You know, he was originally due to die in 1971, but the flakes in California suspended the death penalty. So we carried his sorry butt on the public dole for 46 additional years. This is why I can't stand leftism. See, that man, he didn't deserve to be around. He's a vile human being. Oh, come on, Kevin, he's redeemable. We're all redeemable in the eyes of God. Sure. Yeah, he could have made his peace and been gone in 1971 when they with whatever the debt, whatever the penalty was. And for the record, if your crime causes the death of another in the way that Manson did it, sending people out to go kill, you should be killed. Accidental death, manslaughter, things like that? Perhaps not. I'll leave that to the courts. But you intentionally kill somebody, you send your, quote, disciples to kill people, and we got to carry you on the public door. How much money did the state of California spend on Manson? I don't have an answer. Just curious. 46 years on death row. And the death row is so heinous that the man died on it. I mean, he died of natural causes at the age of 83 on death row. How sick is that? Stupid leftist? Yeah, that's a real deterrent. Yeah, don't call it death row. It's life in prison now because it doesn't matter. We'll carry as long as we need to. If there's any place for Obama's euthanasia in Obamacare, let's start in the prisons. Make some room for these young thugs that want to get in there so badly. Maybe we can even start with that basketball player that his dad said Trump didn't get him out of prison.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat.
Thepowermall.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you
you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. We got Thanksgiving coming up. It's Kevin Jackson Show. We plan to celebrate. What are you going to be doing for Thanksgiving? Mama's cooking food. You going home? What? You doing it yourself with your girlfriends? What? What you doing, boys? Tell me. Producers. Me, I don't know. Got a buddy driving in. He's going to stay with me. We're going to golf for sure. But lots going on, man. I don't know. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way. Early. Let me tell you what you do need to do on Thanksgiving, though. You need to gloat. Okay? You need to gloat at Thanksgiving dinner. We should have made this our Thanksgiving broadcast, not our flake broadcast. But we'll do another one. See, what you're about to experience, America, is the best Thanksgiving in decades. Dun, 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 dun. All right, isn't it? Think about it. You have a lot to be thankful for. We talked about this last year. I remember the show because Donald Trump had been elected. And we were all exuberant. But here's the thing, folks. I'm including last year's Thanksgiving when I say that this Thanksgiving will be the best Thanksgiving ever. See, honestly, I don't remember much about Thanksgiving last year. Do you? I'm going to tell you, when Thanksgiving last year occurred, I was still intoxicated, drunk on the butt kicking that we had given the left on November the 8th, confirmed on November the 9th. I went into a drug-induced stupor. I didn't take any. I didn't need any. You know what I'm saying? On that day, we blew through Thanksgiving. And we got 10 Christmases all rolled into one. You know, when you play Monopoly and you land on, you get the like community chest or whatever and it says, go straight to go and collect $200. That's what happened with Thanksgiving. I just went, I took my little shoe, my Monopoly shoe, and went, and went straight to collect $200. Didn't even think about it. I have a faint memory of Thanksgiving, and I'm not telling you how to think. I'm just telling you I had a probably had a glorious Thanksgiving. I cannot remember, and here's the reason. I do. I remember pieces of it. Don't misunderstand me. I was with my family and all that. But I was in euphoria. If there was a land called euphoria, I was there. Man, that was only, what was that, 2 weeks after Hillary Clinton got the bad news? I think about it now and I smile. I doubt your butthurt leftist relatives even showed up to Thanksgiving in 2016. What happened? You can't judge me on it because I don't have a whole lot of leftist friends. Most of my relatives live in Texas and I wasn't there. So, yeah, I'm sure that my older brother and all them, they got together and stuff. But I don't have a frame of reference like I might normally have. I wish I did. I got to get some more memories. But I'm telling you, they were afraid to show. They were sick in bed and stuff. Yeah. They were still black and blue, ice in their naughty bits, especially those feminists. Feminists got the biggest naughty bits on the left. Mm-hmm. The leftists who thought Hillary Clinton would win wanted nothing to do with us on Thanksgiving. See, Thanksgiving is where you get together as a family, right? And you talk about the stories and the year and what you're all thankful for, etc. And when I'll get to it. Yeah. Some of your relatives weren't even available. And you got, what happened to old Aunt Jean and Brother Bobby? Checked themselves into rehab. Others were afraid to leave their houses, preferring to suffer alone. Suffer in silence. I'm sorry. I gotta laugh. It was a glorious time. And I'm still celebrating. Because, let me tell you something. We did not enjoy Thanksgiving up until last year. And this one is going to be... so sweet. These baboons have had a year to lick their wounds, folks. They might dare venture out this Thanksgiving and show up empty-handed for the free food, because you know they ain't going to bring nothing. They won't even bring a bag of chips. If they bring something, you know what they'll bring? Let me tell you what a leftist will bring to the party. He will bring the beer he wants to drink or the wine he or she wants to drink. They won't bring something for everybody. Mm-mm, that's conservatives. Trust me, I know what I'm talking about. Licking their wounds. Their wounds haven't healed. They're just, you know, good enough to where they can walk. Yeah. You don't have to be completely healed to say, well, I guess it's time for me to, you know, convalesce and get out of the bed and start walking around a little bit. Because let me tell you, they are still black and blue of the buttocks region. So, this year, I'm going to tell you, I'm telling all my peeps, my friends, my fans, whatever you want to call yourself, take no prisoners this Thanksgiving. Mm-mm. It's time for you to hoot and holler. That's right. Have yourselves a hee-haw good time. A hee-haw! I just wish I could see the faces on some of your relatives. But they have to soak in a year under Donald Trump. And you get to say things like, yeah, and that appointment of Gorsuch has been pretty amazing. How's your 401k, Chuck? Yeah, you get to talk about the level of illegal immigration dropping 75%. You get to talk about the fact that the president, Donald Trump, has managed to keep a plug on the national debt. It's barely over $20 trillion. He's kept the plug on it. You get to talk about all the different things that this man has done to make America great again. The money he brought back from Saudi Arabia, $350 billion contract, largest in the history of the country. The money and things that he brought back from the Chinese trip, the Asian trip. Two major manufacturers are going to build plants here. All the jobs that have been created. You get to talk about that unemployment figure down lower than it's been in 29 years. You get to talk about the consumer, what they call it, it's an index of like how good people feel about the country. Consumer confidence. That's it. Thank you. Consumer confidence. And go into that higher than it's been in years. And you get to remind them of who just left, office. And what's going on with him? All the investigations. You get to remind them that Hillary Clinton, the person that they wanted to be president, is now embroiled in multiple scandals. You get to remind them of the people that they love, the group that they follow. The Harvey Weinsteins of the world are in big trouble. The Democrats are in big trouble. You have to tell them about Al Franken. And I mean, I don't care about Al Franken, but rub it in their faces. What about that Al Franken? And others. Kevin Spacey. Yeah, the other day I was watching House of Cut. Oh, I'm sorry, it's been canceled. Figure out a way to work in all these different things. You have lots of angles. You better gloat. Don't you disappoint me. You better gloat. You have a president who has run circles around the clown that they believed was the best guy in the world. Remind them. But mostly remind them of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all these sex scandals and the fact that Bill Clinton should have resigned office, that he got off light. And in light of everything else that we've learned about the left, remind them of every scandal from Benghazi to Emailgate to the last person the Clintons killed. Get them all there. Tell them what Donald Brazile had to say. Have some conversations about what's been in the news. Because let me tell you something. When they whooped our butts in 2008, they took no prisoners. Those suckers were so happy to make us look like, oh, yeah, we got our president. Woo, yeah, yeah, look at you, yo, racist. And they're trying the same thing. And you know what? It's not working. It's not working. Donald Trump has thwarted them at every turn. He's stupid. He's a womanizer. He doesn't like Muslims or Mexicans, whatever. Muslims and Mexicans, M&Ms. He doesn't like the M&Ms. Only the green M&Ms. Those are green cards. That's what I meant. Anyway, I want to finish this because I'm telling you, I want you. This is the best Thanksgiving we've had in a decade. We had a good one last year. I know you did. But this is the one that you got to get some comeuppance. Back in the day.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Have you ever lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, pay close attention because huge discounts are now available in solar generators. Perfect for backup power outages and emergencies. Portable solar generators provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no dangerous fumes, and produces an endless supply of electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running secretly in your own home. Right now, get a $5,000 solar generator for just $995 while supplies last. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. GCN listeners, use coupon code GCN at checkout for this special offer. MySolarBackup.com. Use coupon code GCN. EMP protection available at an additional charge.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
An end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Tons to be thankful for. God bless beyond belief is what I am. And I'm sure you feel much the same. See, conservatives, we're not cup half empty type people. We're cup is always half full, minimal, and there's more. I can fill it up anytime I want. I don't worry about the cup. I got plenty of juice. Anyway, glad you guys are with me. KJRadio.com. Talking about Thanksgiving. This will be undoubtedly the best one you've experienced in modern times. I mean, I think back on the Bush years. I was arguing with some leftist. He was talking to me about George Bush. I said, look, if you want me to go back and rerun the clock, I'll be happy to bash Bush. He's a waste of space. Terrible president. Better than Obama. But still, what bar is that? That's like jumping over a 2-inch bar. So, you know, if you want me to bash Bush, would that make you feel better? I'm happy to. See, I want the best for this country. And we didn't have it with Bush, and we doggone Skippy didn't have it with Obama. But now we got something to be thankful for. A billionaire who matters, who cares. I was looking at a chart, and they said Donald Trump was worth $4.5 billion when he started the presidency. He's worth $3.5 billion now. Remember me telling you the left were laughing at him for having $1 billion less net worth. And I said to myself, that shows you all you need to know about the left and the Constitution. They don't get it. The founding fathers wrote it in to where you sacrificed to serve government. Not the other way around. Barack Obama came into government being worth somewhere between $3 to $4 million. He left. He's worth well over $60 million in one book deal. The guy gets $400,000 a speech now. You think, who fared better? The Clintons came into office. They had zero wealth. They left with $100 million. Yeah, by the time Hillary Clinton left the Secretary of State, the Clintons were worth over $100 million. They've enriched themselves. Let me tell you what I'm thankful for, folks. I'm thankful we don't have a President Hillary Clinton. Think about how many Thanksgivings happened during the era of Obama where you went around family and you bit your tongue. Remember Thanksgiving of 2008? Now, see, we knew John the Traitor McCain would lose to the black ingenue, baby black Jesus, and we took our medicine. Some of you might have even thought things would improve under the Obama regime. You wanted to believe. Am I right? Look, I didn't vote for Obama. I knew he was a heel. I knew he was a scam artist. But there are some of you listening to this program who voted for Obama. You can admit it. It's okay. But things didn't improve. So by Thanksgiving of 2009, Obama had a year under his belt, and America sucked. Some Americans didn't get turkeys that year. Horrible year. Financially, layoffs. Obama lost in his first year 4 million jobs. Just to put it in perspective. So a lot of leftists who voted for him were served a heap and helping a crow. But they decided he needed more time. Y'all remember? He needs more time. And the joke was, yeah, let's give him 5 to 10. 4 million jobs lost his first year. So what? That moron added over $1 trillion to the national debt. America had its first half-black president. Celebrate it. So at Thanksgiving, you were told, he's still good. Shut up. You better be quiet over there. I'll kick your butt, man. Thanksgiving 2010 should have been grand for us. Am I right or am I wrong? Obama dared us. You remember when he said,
that's what elections are for.
When he got challenged on his policy positions. And we obliged. We whooped his bony butt. And Obama's only show of humility that I've seen, he said, I got a shellacking. They showed me. But instead of getting the message, he doubled down against the American people. He decided to ignore the lesson of the election, and then he started circumventing Congress. Obama led with executive orders. That's what he decided. I can't get something done. I'll issue an EO. But Thanksgiving 2010 should have been one where you said to your family, I told you so, suckers. But again, conservatives kept their mouths shut. for the sake of family unity. We don't want to be a disturbance. And you'll hear people say all the time, families will go, now, let's not talk politics during dinner or whatever. What they're telling you is don't talk logic, conservative stuff. Whether it's sports, you're watching a football team and they kneel. Don't talk politics. No, let them kneel. Don't say a word. Let them hold their fist in the air. Don't say a word. Well, guess who wins when you don't say anything? Anyway, 2012 Thanksgiving was like a man getting kicked in his naughty bits without a cup. Obama had cheated and they won. 4 more years of that cocky, crap-eating grin that we had to endure from that clown. And this might have been the worst Thanksgiving ever for conservatives who believe we had rid ourselves of the cancer of Obama. We knew he was going to lose and Romney would be president. But God saw it in his wisdom. He was like, you don't want Romney as president. He's a weak-kneed rhino sissy. And if you don't know it, I know it. Not to mention, the guy who's in there, he's horrible. Now, if I give him another 4 years, it'll be even worse. So the good Lord said, not let him win. He didn't let Romney win. He left that cancer in place in America. Anyway, we would get another chance for an amazing Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving of 2014. Another opportunity, however, missed to get back at the Obama bots. A second midterm election where the people spoke. We bolstered our seats in the House and we maintained the Senate. Obama was now essentially a lame duck president, and we were gearing towards 2016. Do I really need to go into what happened in 2016? Because we've effectively come full circle to where I started. Why this will be the best Thanksgiving you've had. Against all odds, Donald Trump, the billionaire mogul, builder of large luxury buildings and resorts, against all odds, won in the most crooked election in American history, where the Democrats pulled out all their tricks. Donald Trump defeated the axis of evil. The DNC, the Clinton campaign, the Obama administration, and the media industrial complex. And now we find ourselves in the first official Thanksgiving of Donald Trump as president. And since the left thinks Trump's election is the end of the world, then you need to party like it's that way. Party like there's no tomorrow. And look, I get it. People, Kevin, we just use Thanksgiving to get along. Let me tell you what Thanksgiving used to be in my family. We get together. Nobody really talked politics, but this is years ago. We would get together as a family. Everybody brings something. We put on the football game. We'd watch the Cowboys play Detroit. I forget the other game. The Packers, I believe. The Cowboys played Detroit and the Packers played somebody. If I'm not mistaken, maybe it was Chicago. Those are the two games. The rivalries. I don't know why. Because it could have been the Cowboys and Washington Redskins at the time or whatever. But that's what they did. And we cook, and then we go play in a turkey bowl ourselves. All the family members, men and women, we go play the turkey bowl. You know, fun game amongst family. So that's what we did. Now, if you're going to watch football, which I'm not, you know, you got all the politics of that. And as I mentioned earlier, by you saying nothing, by you allowing, you know, like, for example, if I ask the question of one of my family members, so, hey, Chuck, you get that, you working yet? Yeah, Kev got a job. Hey, boy, glad Trump's president, because you didn't have one last year, did you?
Oh, that's controversial, Kevin. I can't do that.
All right, whatever. What would you say to your friends and relatives if you only had one day to live and politically you wanted to say something? What would you do? Would you just keep your mouth shut? Make this the best Thanksgiving ever, folks. Then do the same for the next 7 Trump presidency Thanksgivings that are coming, God willing. Don't let these people these relatives of yours who rubbed it in your face when Obama was elected, you don't get to do the same. You make sure you get yours as well. That's what I see.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.